bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Cindy Lauper, thank you very much for joining us on Joy.
Thank you. Joy.
We are the LGBTI radio station in Australia.
Leave expectations at the door. Just let your eyes explore my cinematic flair.
And this show means a lot to us. Congratulations and thank you very much for doing such a wonderful job in a manner that respects all people.
Well, an inclusive world is a stronger one.
What is it that connects you to our community so directly?
I'm friend and family member.
Now let me blow your mind and light you up. And then here I am.
I got to see firsthand. In my country, it was a strange occurrence to watch at that time, 2003, to hear the president not condemning hate violence against LGBTQ.
Come and take my hand and welcome to the land of love.
I felt like, you know what? It's our country too. And then I felt if we could communicate to each other, to tell our stories to our friends, our family, the people you work with.
Once I was afraid, but then you came along. You put your faith in me and I was challenged to be strong.
Because most people are fair-minded. They don't know how different laws affect different people. And you could be working with somebody and really like them or love them because you have two families in life. One you live with, one you work with. Which is kind of like this show, Kinky Boots. Because Kinky Boots is really about two unlikely friends. Opposite men, couldn't be more opposite, who become friends, who learn acceptance, who work together with other people who also learn to accept themselves.
Now I stand up for myself, now I stand out from the crowd, now I'm standing on high heels if dad could see me now.
Feed your fire to take you higher, we'll light you up like a live wire.
To accept yourself, and then you accept others too. Those who can't accept themselves have a lot of issues with other people. Oh, this bugs me and that bugs me. But if you look a little deeper, which it took me a long time to understand, you might find that what bugs you about that one particular person and that one thing that just works your last nerve is something that you do that you don't like about yourself. And that's the key, isn't it?
Women have been making bad choices since the beginning of time. Are you gonna be
a Kinky Boots reminds us of all of those factors, and you only have to look at the US election at present.
Well, our election is very sad and shocking right now, and one of the candidates is really just a reality star. He was lit with a big chair in a big boardroom, but that is not who he is. And I think I could revert back to a song that is in Kinky Boots called The History of Wrong Guys. And it goes like this. The History of Wrong Guys. Chapter 1, he's a bum.
2, he's not into you. 3, he's a sleaze. 4, loves the girl next door. 5, loves the boy next door. 6, don't love you no more. Makes you insecure, makes you so unsure. Is so immature, loves his mother more. Oh,
that's about it. Want to move on?
The song that really got me last night was the wonderful one about the son not being his father.
Oh, not my father's son, yes. Which every man can relate to.
When I was just a kid, everything I did was to be like him.
It doesn't matter, straight or gay.
Under my skin.
It's a subject that most men don't talk about.
My father always thought.
They buck up and they continue on life.
If I was strong and fought.
Walking like walking wounded.
Not like some albatross.
And in this show, it actually addresses that issue.
To fit in.
And these two unlikely friends discover that they have a lot in common. Even though they have nothing in common, they have that in common, which is a very deep-rooted experience for most men.
It was never easy to be his type of man, to breathe freely was not in his plan. And the best part of me is what he wouldn't see.
It was interesting watching.
I'm not.
All kinds of people react to that song, including straight men who tear up.
I'm not the image of what he dreamed of, with the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job, still couldn't be the one to echo what he'd done. The same Charlie boy, you and me. Charlie from Northampton. Meet Simon from Clacton. Let's make boots.
You know, it's most musicals women buy tickets for.
Ladies,
gentlemen, and those who have yet to make up their minds. As people all over the world clamor for kinky boots! It's time for us to get back to work.
This musical is really universal. It kind of like touches on all kinds of people.
All right, now we've all heard of the 12-step program, have we not? Yes, but what you can do in 12, I want you to know that we all can do in 6. Ow! And it goes like this.
Pursue the truth.
Come on, come on.
Learn something new.
All kinds of people in there, dealing with all their issues. It's interesting, and it's got a lot of redemption because people evolve, and that's the one thing. People evolve, you know.
And this show gives them permission to do so.
Well, I think so.
Wait! Hold it right there, Buster. Are you saying you'd like to take me out?
Yes.
Are you saying that you're actually available?
Yes.
And you still like girls?
Yes.
Oh.
He's your fire to take
And that's Harvey. That's Harvey Fierstein weaving a tale. This really zeroes in on that one issue and also allows everybody to have a moment, which is fun, too. Why do you want your kids, who might be gay, to be standing on the sidelines of life and watching other people live? Your friends and your family need to stand up for you. So the only way to do it in a real civil rights movement is to include everyone, not just the gays or LGBTQ, but the parents, the friends. You need your straight allies. That's what's going to push the law. You should have people come on with their folks and discuss the law and discuss how it affects them. And maybe the mother doesn't even know, or maybe the friend doesn't even know. And just tell your story. Just tell your story.
It's a beautiful show. I think it's compulsory for all LGBTIQ people to attend. And they should probably take all of their family along as well. Yeah, well, Mum will love it.
Dad, take your mom, take your dad especially.
You change the world when you change.
If you want to walk out of a theater feeling happy and hopeful, I think Kinky Boots is the show.
Cindy Lauper, thank you so much for joining us on Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.